First of all, how did you get involved with community living?
I actually joined the board of community living because my son actually received services when he was in elementary school. They have a wonderful program in which an expert from community living comes to the school or his daycare and helps him integrate into the classroom. And we were just totally blown away by how great a service it was, how important it was for the teachers and the daycare workers, but also for him too, and for us. And that kind of happy memory kept with me. And when I heard that community living needed to have a couple of board members, I was eager to join because they're a great organization.
That's great. What have you gotten out of this experience so far?
Well, you know, as a board member, I feel like I'm giving back to the community. And there's nothing says more community than community living. This is a great organization. It helps people who really need help. There are a bunch of great people who work there. They're caring. They're compassionate. And they're making a difference every day, and even in just a small, itty-bitty way. As a board member, as the president of the board, I feel like I'm contributing to a real great enterprise. And there's so many people that they help every day, and it's just a wonderful feeling to give back to the community and to be a part of that community.
And obviously, there's a lot of positives that go on, and there's also some challenges along the way. What's been some of the challenges that you've had to face so far?
You know, as with anything, we need more funding. We need more help. We need more people to pay attention to the stuff that we do. You know, community living, I think most people know what it is, but most people don't really know the great job that they do. If we could only take all of Gananoque and Kingston and everyone, and we could somehow put them on a bus and send them around to our different residences and our different programs to see what actually goes on and the difference we make every day, I think that would just blow them away. I think that having people really understand what we do is probably the most biggest challenge.
That's a good point for sure. One of the other things I wanted to ask you too is if somebody came up to you and said, you know, I see the work you do, I'm really interested in getting involved. What advice would you have for that person in helping them get involved with what you do every day?
Number one, they can always make a donation. We are a charity, and that's important. You can just go to our website and get more information about that or contact us. The other one is that they can maybe want to think about working with us. There's always a need, I suppose, for people to come work with us, talented, compassionate people. There's also opportunities on the board of directors. That's how I joined. That's a volunteer as well, if that really turns your crank. And the other one is to just be aware. I mean, if you don't have any of those other things you want to do, but you want to help in some way, be aware of community living, be aware of the work that they do, and be aware of the challenges that face people who have developmental disabilities or other kinds of things that really prevent them and have barriers against them from being a part of the greater society. And we need to help them. And if everyone paid attention, if everyone followed us on social media, if everyone, you know, thought about community living when they were thinking about everything else, I think that would be a great, great benefit.
So what accomplishment are you most proud of?
It's our people. I mean, they have bent over backwards and a couple of times, backwards and forwards, during COVID. I can't tell you how wonderful they are, how compassionate they are, how giving they are. They have given so much to these, to our clients, but also to this community, and we're better for it. I think the reaction, the hard work, the effort, the sweat, the equity, the worry, the toil, the anxiety that our staff have put in to combating COVID and taking care of our clients is the greatest accomplishment this organization has ever had. And it's one of the leading organizations in this community fighting COVID because of our people.